Chapter 42. A Friend Who Opened His Door. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple, with whom we should lodge. Acts 21, verse 16. With the old Mr. Mnason. On a certain day, the travelers saw the city of Vanity. That was the city in which the Vanity Fair was held. When they were very close, they looked at each other. How shall we pass through this city? The one came up with this, and another with something else. Mr. Greatheart stated, I have led travelers through this city more often. I think I know something. Curiously, the others looked at him. I know a man whose name is Mr. Mnason, Greatheart said. He is an old disciple who is from Cyprus. I think we may be able to lodge in his house tonight. If you agree, we will go to him. Very well, the old Mr. Honest nodded. I agree too, Christiana replied. And Mr. Feeble Mind and the other ones thought the same. When they arrived at the city, it was almost evening. But that was not a problem. Mr. Greatheart knew the way to the old man's house. It did not take long before they were at his door. Mr. Greatheart called the old disciple's name. Mr. Mnason, who was sitting inside, immediately recognized his voice. As fast as he could, he came to the door and opened it. Come in, he welcomed. Together they followed him inside. Did you travel far today? He kindly asked. Quite the distance, they answered. We came from the house of Gaius, our friend. Then you certainly walked a good distance, Mr. Mnason said. You must be tired. Come and sit down. They did not need that invitation twice, for their legs were tired. Mr. Greatheart was very glad that they were here. Come, he said, rejoice. I dare say that you are all welcome to this friend. True, Mr. Mnason smiled. You are very welcome. Just tell me if you need anything. We will do our best to give it to you. Well, Mr. Honest said, I can tell you what we need, an inn and some good friends around us, and we hope we have received both now. Mr. Mnason nodded. You are at an inn here, and you can see what it is like, and there are people here too. You will find out soon enough whether they are friends or not. Well, Mr. Greatheart said, would you be willing to show us our bedrooms now? I certainly am, Mr. Mnason said. Just come along. He brought everyone to his room. After they looked around, Mr. Mnason showed them the beautiful dining room where they could eat supper. They were allowed to stay there until it was bedtime. A little later, everyone had found a place to sit. Are there more friends in this town? After they sat for a while, they felt a little rested. Mr. Honest asked their host if there were more people in this city who feared the Lord. Mr. Mnason shook his head. Few, very few know him. There are many more who do not fear him. But what can we do to meet some of them? Mr. Honest wanted to know. It was understandable that Mr. Honest asked this, for everyone who is on the way to heaven loves to meet other children of God. It is actually the same as with people who travel over the ocean. The nights are often dark because of the clouds. But there are times when the sailors see the moon and the stars. How happy they are then. It is the same with the pilgrims who meet a child of God on the way. With his foot, Mr. Nason knocked on the floor a few times. "That is how we call each other," he laughed. Very soon, his daughter, Grace, came upstairs. "Listen," her father said, "are you willing to go to our friends? Go to Mr. Contrite, or Sorrowful, Mr. Holy Man, Mr. Love Saints, or Love God's Children, Mr. Dare Not Lie, and Mr. Penitent, or To Be Sorry for Your Sins. Tell them that I have friends at my house who would like to see them." "I will do so, Father," Grace replied. She immediately went to call them. Shortly after, she was back, together with the five friends. They kindly greeted each other. "Well," Mr. Nason said to his neighbors, "as you can see, I have received a group of strangers at my house. They are travelers who have come from far and are going to Mount Zion." Then he pointed to Christiana. "And who do you think this is?" The men shrugged their shoulders. "We really do not know." Mr. Nason smiled. "She is Christiana, the wife of Christian, the famous traveler. You remember Christian, who together with Faithful was treated so shamelessly in our city?" Surprised, they looked at Christiana. "That is a surprise. When Grace called us, we had no idea that we would meet you here. How are you? Are these your sons?" Christiana nodded. The guests also addressed the boys. "Your father is above now. He may dwell there in peace. We hope that the king, whom you love and serve, will also grant this to you. If you may arrive there, you will be as happy as your father." Things are different in the city. In the meantime, everyone received a place to sit. How good it was to be together like this. Would it be difficult to live in this city? Would it still be as miserable as in the time of Christian? Mr. Honest wanted to know this. He looked at Mr. Contrite and asked, "How are things now in the city of vanity?" Mr. Contrite leaned forward a bit. "Well, when the fair is held, it is always very busy. That is not easy for us, because it is a dangerous, difficult time, and it is difficult for us to remain calm and to keep peace in our heart. People like us need to be very cautious in this city. You must pay attention all day long." "That is not nice," Mr. Honest said. "But how are your neighbors? Is it quiet?" "Much quieter than before," Mr. Contrite answered. "Really? Is it different in the city now than at the time that Christian and Faithful had to pass through it?" "Happily it is. The people are not so fierce anymore. I think that Faithful's blood rests upon their hearts as a heavy burden. After that, they have never burned anyone at the stake. They are ashamed of what they have done." "Oh, but then it is better than before." "It certainly is. Previously, we were afraid of walking in the streets. Now we can show ourselves. Back then, they hated someone who would say that he served God. But in certain parts of the city, they now think it is good when you are religious." Explanation. Before Paul went to Rome, he had been in Jerusalem. In the city of Jerusalem lived an old disciple whose name was Nason. This man was from Cyprus and opened his door wide for God's servants and children. Mr. Nason lived in a city where only a few children of God lived. also today. There are only few of them in this world, but there still are some. How do you know who is a child of God? How can you recognize the person? Pay attention to the names of these men, then you will know. The first one's name was Mr. Contrite. Every child of God has sorrow about sin. You have sorrow because you sinned against a good, holy, and just God. That sorrow becomes even greater when God the Father shows you how much sin has cost his dear Son. Another friend from the city was Mr. Holy Man. When you want to live in a holy manner, you do not want to commit sin anymore. This man lived in a sinful city, but he had learned to hate sin. He was not holy of himself. Oh no, he found out that he was filthy because of sin. His holy life did not come from himself, but from the Lord Jesus. The third man's name was Love Saints. He was a friend of God's children. He had learned to love them. When you begin serving the Lord, you will always receive love for God's children in your heart. The next guest was Mr. Dare Not Lie. He lived in a city which was full of lies. But this man did not dare to lie. Why not? It was because he had seen that God was true. God hates lies. The name of the last friend was Mr. Penitent. When you are penitent, you know that you deserve to be punished. You are ashamed because of your sins and have sorrow about them. This penitence becomes even greater when we may know something about the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus. These were the friends, the true friends, who lived in the city where Satan had his throne. Happily, it was quieter in the city than before. For Christians, there are times that can be easier than other times. This can also be different in different countries. In the one country, people can peacefully go to church, while in other countries, this is impossible. There, people who want to serve the Lord sometimes end up in prison. Thank the Lord if you may go to his house in peace.